Hey everyone, David Pogue here. I'm very sorry not to be here with you in person as we gather here to talk about mitigating the climate crisis. At this very moment, I'm at home 3 miles away giving a Zoom talk about mitigating the climate crisis. Anyway, I bought a Tesla Model 3 in 2018. Like everyone else who lives around here, I couldn't buy it in Connecticut. I had to drive to Mount Kisco, New York. That's because Connecticut is one of 10 states that still explicitly bans Tesla dealerships. Yeah, we're right in there with West Virginia, Oklahoma, and Texas. Every legislative session since 2014, our state legislature has considered letting Tesla and other EV dealerships enter the state. And each time, lobbyists persuade our lawmakers to shut it down. And why? It's pure old-school Hollywood-style greed and protectionism. The thinking goes like this. Gas car dealerships make most of their income from service on those gas cars, not from selling the cars themselves. But an electric car's drivetrain has 20 moving parts compared to 2,000 parts in a gas car. That is 1% as many moving parts. On an electric car, there's no engine and no transmission. There's no spark plugs, fan belts, air filters, timing belts, or cylinder heads. So an EV never needs oil changes, tune-ups, or emissions checks. Your brake pads go years without needing replacement, since just lifting your foot from the accelerator slows the car down by recharging the batteries. As a result of all this, electric cars just don't need much maintenance. So gas car corporations hate the thought of these clean, beautiful, reliable electric cars. They lobby our lawmakers to keep Tesla and other EV companies out of the state just to protect their cash cow. But the dealership ban comes at the expense of the planet's future and this state's residents. Come on, you guys. Aren't new businesses good? Don't they generate property taxes and sales tax? Don't they mean more local jobs? Don't we want to support American manufacturing? For those of you who don't know, Connecticut aims to lower emissions to 45% of 2001 levels by 2030. Wouldn't it help us with our environmental goals to welcome big new players in electric cars to the state? Honestly, I feel a little sheepish that my state is one of the 10 states that still ban independent electric car dealerships. Let's move forward, folks. It's 2021. The world has changed. We're back in the Paris Agreement. Renewable energy now costs less than fossil fuel energy. No more coal plants are planned for construction in the U.S. And General Motors has announced that it's going to stop making gas cars within 14 years. There are so many reasons to quit protecting the gas car business and its lobbyists. For our reputation as a progressive, environmentally minded state, for the citizens of this state who find it ridiculous that a protectionist law is sending them out of state to buy cars, and above all, for the planet. Pass SB 127, you guys. Let's zoom forward. Thank you very much.